Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. Going to be a partly cloudy with maybe some rain later on this afternoon. Powerball, nobody won last night, so it's going to roll till Saturday. Saturday's drawing $950 million.
You know, Carson said the craziest thing.
He's what?
He thinks it might go to a billion.
No.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did.
That's impossible.
That's crazy.
Oh, mark my words, it's going to a billion.
He said none of us are going to win on Saturday.
All right, well, it's up there. It's way up. Oh, quickly, we have to get to this news. This is important. This is a recall that's happened.
Oh, yeah.
It affects hundreds of millions of Americans.
You said the world. It's a world recall.
Could be.
That's what you said.
Well, let's go with that. It affects hundreds of millions of people around the world.
Okay.
The Ding Dong recall.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Moldy ding-dongs. I've had one of those.
Moldy. Kimmy, this is serious.
I was serious.
Mind.
I've had a moldy ding-dong.
Here we go.
Hostess is issuing a nationwide recall for one of its most popular products because of the potential presence of mold. Parent company J.M. Smucker is recalling some single-serve, 10-count, and family-size packages of Hostess ding-dongs.
You think she likes saying that? I'm just saying. I mean, here you are. You would your whole life trying to be a reporter, trying to be, you know, big network reporter too.
Yeah.
Covering the serious stuff. And the next thing you know, you're on TV saying
Ding Dongs. The products have Best Buy dates ranging from August 30th to September 3rd, 2025. Hostess Brands emphasized their commitment to health and safety and apologized to customers.
I'm just going to edit that down to say Ding Dong, Ding Dong. Ding dong.
No, it's okay.
I love ding dongs.
Yeah, I like to put my, I like to take the first bite and then tongue it. You know what I mean?
Don't
like
try to isolate what I just said.
But you know how you put your tongue in the cream?
Yeah.
Oh so good.
Man, that
so good.
I love that. The ding dong recall. I guess they got mold on them.
They got mold. That's not good.
Well, that means they didn't put enough preservatives in there.
Something happened, right? I forgot what my girlfriend ordered yesterday. They called it like a, what's that golfer that made the iced tea and the lemonade?
Arnold Palmer?
Yeah, but it's called a ding dong Palmer. I don't know.
A ding dong Palmer.
Because it has tequila with the the iced tea and the lemonade.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's like a ding dong.
You call it a ding dong when you get to the bar?
Yeah.
You say, hey, give me a ding dong.
Ding dong Palmer.
Give me the ding dong Palmer.
Yeah.
I'm not up to speed on my bar, you know, orders.
Yeah.
But ding dong Palmer, I've never heard of, but I'm sure
wrong.
If you mentioned it.
Listen, it was
since
Woo,
you mentioned it
was
probably,
Woo Girl Wednesday.
You don't know if Ding Dong Palmer even exists?
No, I mean, I don't know if I'm saying it right because I didn't order it, but I was like, wait, what? Ding Dong Palmer? That just sounds wrong.
Yeah, it's not pulled up on a bar list. So.
It's not?
Oh,
man.
All right.
Oh, well.
That's okay. That's an honest mistake. Girl's not out, you know? No big deal.
All right. I'll do some research.
Speaking of which, this is a good seg here. You know the U.S. Open's going on right now in New York? Flushing. Up in Flushing, New York, right?
Yeah.
The most popular cocktail being sold at the U.S. Open is the Taylor Swift cocktail. Did you know she had a cocktail?
I did not.
She does.
Oh, she does?
Yep,
Taylor Swift?
She has a cocktail.
Somebody named it?
Wow. It's called, hang on, I'm reading this as I go. Her favorite cocktail. It is, here it is. It is a cocktail with Grey Goose vodka, lemonade, and raspberry liqueur, and topped with 3 honeydew melon bowls. It is a Taylor Swift favorite. She's been seen drinking this many times at certain events, like the NFL, for example. They are charging $23 per drink for this drink. They estimate that they are making this drink once every 1.5 seconds at the U.S. Open.
It looks like a pain in the butt to make, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there's a lot of ingredients.
There's so many ingredients.
$23 for the drink. They're estimating before the U.S. Open is over, they will have sold enough to do $26 million just in cocktails.
They said that she reportedly ordered the drink on a night out in Kansas City in 2023, and it became a thing after that.
Oh.
It looks like a pain in the butt.
Where are you seeing that? You got an article pulled up over there?
On the interweb.
So it's real.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's real.
But, I didn't know she had a drink. She's got everything. What the hell? I mean, she's got her own drink.
Did you see what Papa John's did?
What?
Papa John's put $13 credit in everybody's account that's in the loyalty program. $13, because you know that's her favorite number, 13. If their name was Taylor or Travis.
Yeah, I'm mad about that.
Right?
Because it's name biased. You're being name biased.
Whoa. Do they check your ID?
Well, you're already in already in the loyalty program.
You entered your name.
I would run by there and use the name Taylor.
Yeah, no, you're in the loyalty program already. It's not for new people because they know people.
Class action lawsuit. We all need $13 in our
right?
Papa John's
name
account.
Bias. I like it. Yeah. Yes.
It's gotten crazy.
It is so ridiculous. Yeah.
You know, and people, you text us, say, hey, guys, we're over the Taylor Swift thing. So are we.
We really are.
We are, too.
We are.
It's almost our duty.
And it's really irritating us we're throwing in so many neat Taylor Swift songs.
I know.
It's like, okay, we look like cheese balls.
We're over it, too. We are. But how do you do this job and not mention, the biggest engagement, you know, in the world? And not only that, I mean, all these things that go along with, like, the drink and the Papa John's pizza, you got to mention it. You feel forced to.
I know.
But you can't ignore it. But, man, I'm telling you, we're sick and tired.
But the thing is, we've only just begun. This is just an engagement. So we still have planning the wedding, right? Then we might have a baby.
So look.
I mean, this is only just begun.
What I'm trying to say is this. Anything you hear Taylor on our show, Taylor and Travis, okay? Songs, whatever. Don't judge us, please. Don't hold that against Jamie and I.
Exactly. I know.
Because it's not our fault.
But then, see, we're so torn because what happens, you guys, to be all honest with you, is if, like, you love her and you're a huge fan, then when we say, like, oh, we're kind of tired of talking to this, then you attack us and get really mad. So it's really...
We're caught in the middle.
You know what? It's like being a Democrat and a Republican.
Yeah. You're caught in the middle. Don't know what to do. You got to pick a side. You got to pick a side. No, we don't.
It's a Juan Daly with tequila.
Who?
I don't know.
Who? Daly. Who's Juan? Who's Juan? Look up Juan Daly. I think he's a golfer.
Somebody said.
He's John's brother.
Oh, it's called the Long Dong Daly.
Oh, the Long Dong Daly. Yeah.
That's what she just texted me. She goes, I ordered a Long Dong Daly. Is that a real thing?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Please tell me it's not.
The Long Dong Daily.
Yeah,
is a drink.
It's not a standard or
recognized. But it says the phase is a likely mix-up of two distinct terms that each refer to a real drink. So it's a combo of the Finnish long drink and the Ding Dong Oolong Tea. So it's a combo.
Long Dong Daily.
I need to go home.
I know.
I swear. It's time to go home.
Oh, my God.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Thursday.